Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. And are you ready for another fabulous show? Well, tonight we have the incredible Joe Dunning with us to transform the energy around us and our particular issues. Tonight will be the fourth time that Joe is on with us, because when you listen to Joe and you tune in to her, miracles start to happen, and I'm not exaggerating, so stay tuned for some wonderful miracles. And you know what's so incredible? Joe is so popular that everybody in the world wants to hear her, and I don't blame them. But what has happened is that all of our phone lines have just been tied up, so I can't find the wonderful, incredible Joe Dunning. So I'm going to have to go down here, and if everyone will just bear with us a little bit, and I think I will probably get her. Hold on just a minute. I'm going to be asking everyone one by one. So I'm going to area code 206. Are you there? Area code 206. And they're not answering, so I don't think that's Joe. And then I'm going to area code 845. Is this Joe?
No, it's not Joe.
Thank you. And then I'm going to area code 520. Is this Joe?
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Is this Joe?
Hi, can you hear me, Jules? This is Joe.
Yay!
It's like hide and go seek, isn't it?
You are so popular. I just love it. Wonderful. Okay, Joe, if you don't mind, I feel so much better with you on the line now.
I bet, you know, it was just a moment there. We weren't quite sure, but that happens once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, I've got to run through this two announcements, but I just feel so light that you're on there. I know you're on there. Everybody's thrilled to have you here, and let me just get through this, and then we're going to bring you on and let you do your magic with us, okay?
Wonderful, Jules. Yes,
okay.
Thanks.
Hold on just a minute. Now that we got Joe on, I wanted to mention just a couple of things. That Law of Attraction Radio Network is now in its second month, and we're moving along with delightful speed. If you would like to be updated on some of the great shows such as Dee Wallace, Consciously Creating Your Life, or Dr. Harry Morgan Moses, I Am in the New Era show, go to their host page and sign up with your email address. We've got some huge, huge guests coming on. For example, Leading Edge Parenting just had Bernie Siegel, MD, on, and they were talking about how to help children become conscious creators. I just think that's wonderful. And I hear Michael Beckwith is coming on to be with Dr. Harry, and Eric Pearl is coming on to be with Anthony Bryce on 6 Degrees Radio Show. And let's not forget Dee Dee Mercer Moffat and the Snap Out of It Woman. Oh, she's got some tremendous shows. We just got them all, from relationships to finding your perfect mate, everything that you can do. You know, there's no reason now not to be inspired or motivated. We've got some great shows for you to download to your MP3 players and listen as you drive to work or take a hike or go shopping. What we really want you to do is unplug your mind from all the negative news that we keep on getting bombarded by, and we want to plug your mind into being the delightful, conscious creator that you are, so that we can shift up the consciousness collectively and get us all into a better feeling place. You know, we deserve to have that. And so all we want you to do is just turn on and listen to Law of Attraction Radio Network every day of the week and just become lighthearted and feel good and inspired. That's all we really want. That's all we're trying to do. I wanted to give you the address for that. It's www.lawofattracttalkradio.com. And we also have another delightful thing that I wanted to play for you real fast.
I think these Blitzcals are so wonderful. I think I'll call up Lorraine, the creator of Blitzcals, and just tell her how much I love them.
Hello.
Hi, Lorraine. This is Jules from Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, hi, Jules. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I just had to call you and tell you how wonderful these Blitzcals are. Whatever made you decide to do this?
I wanted to create a business using the Law of Attraction that would bring joy into people's lives. My friend Marcel wrote "All is well" in the dirt on the rear window of my car. Yeah. And it felt so great to read that when I walked out to my car, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could read that while I was driving? And then when I got in the car and I looked in the rearview mirror, I could read it because the mirror was reversing the image. And every time I saw "All is well," I could feel my energy shift and my vibration raise. I could feel relief, and my whole mindset changed to a more positive outlook.
Yes, I felt the shift, too.
Putting a Blitzcal on your car not only raises your vibration, but it offers a message of joy to everyone else who sees it. And I feel like with everything else that's going on in the world right now, it's a simple thing that people can do to have a really positive impact on the world.
Where did you get your ideas for the Blitzcal sayings?
Well, I had been reading and listening to Abraham Hicks and other Law of Attraction teachers for about 3 years. I also experimented with a lot of different words and phrases to see which ones felt really good to read. I was looking for phrases that triggered a shift in vibration.
And you definitely found them. So what motivated you to begin your business?
Well, I heard a really great interview that you did with Lori Cohen on one of your first Law of Attraction talk radio shows.
You're kidding. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I've been listening since the beginning. I wanted to create a business that would bring more joy into the world, and I was already using some Abraham processes to line up with that. And I was asking for a simple idea that would spread joy. So I did what Lori suggested, and within 2 weeks I had the idea to create Blitzcals.
Great story. So tell me about your newsletter that we can all sign up for.
People can sign up for the newsletter at creatingbliss.com. It's sent out every month, and it'll contain inspirational stories and practical tools and tips for raising your vibration and creating more bliss in your life.
That's also where we're going to get all the updates for the specials, discounts, and the brand new Blitzcals coming out. Lorraine, thanks for creating such a wonderful product. Every home and every car needs to have a Blitzcal on it.
Thank you, Jules. It's been great to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Lorraine. And we'll be seeing you soon on www.creatingbliss.com.
Okay, we are back, and I am so thrilled to talk to Joe again. You know, there are so many new listeners to the show. I just want to give a brief introduction for those who don't know about her. Jo is known for her amazing ability to transform energy, and she generously shares that with the world. You know, Jo offers free energy work teleconferences every month, actually twice a month. And she also has this terrific prayer list that you can go to her site and put your name on there, or pets, or your brother or sister or daughter or whatever. I wanted to make sure I put this out right off the bat. If you want to contact her, her website is joedunning.com. That's JoDunning. And that's where you can find out about all of these terrific things that she has going on. Greg Braden wrote about Jo in his best-selling book called The Isaiah Factor, in which she literally healed a broken skull of a man who had just fallen just through the touch of her fingers. You know, this being the fourth time that she's on the show, I have received so many emails every single time from listeners telling me amazing things that have happened to them during the hour or the next day or a few months down the road. Really tremendous, miraculous things has happened. So I am always so thrilled and so honored to have this wonderful, wonderful angel on this show. Joe, I love you. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you so much, Jules. It's just great to be here. I have such a good time being with you and chatting together and sharing what's going on in the world and some energy work to help help everyone on their path. So thank you for having me back again.
Oh, well, thank you. I want to touch base on a couple of things tonight because I know I'm still getting these messages from the listeners. They want to talk about the economy. They're still getting stressed, and you can't really blame them. You know, it's going to come up. And also, I really wanted to talk about your upcoming marriage pineal and pituitary gland seminar that's coming up in March. I really want to talk about that. I just think that's fascinating. So there's a whole bunch of things I want to touch, but I was wondering, do you want to do your energy work first, or how would you like to do this?
Well, I think that's a great idea. Let's get the energy started, and I'll explain a little bit to the listening group here about how it works, and then we can come back and talk about the pineal and the pituitary and expanding consciousness, accelerating our awakening process, and a lot of fun things.
Okay,
so
got it.
The way this energy process works for the radio show is that two or three times during the show, we'll stop for just a minute, and I'll give you an idea of something for you to focus on very briefly. And during that focus time, the energy is directed to each of you individually to address the items that that we are covering in that particular energy process. In addition to that, the energy will continue to work with you then, even after the show is over, until the changes are made to assist you in your life. And if you want to, you can come back to the Law of Attraction radio show archives. And whenever you'd like to, just play one of the radio shows that I've offered, and that energy is embedded into the show. So you can replay the show and choose different items to work on. So it's a way to begin to assist anyone, any place in the world, to begin to make the changes that you'd like to have in your life. So, Jules, you mentioned miracles that are happening in people's lives, and so I think this first process would be great to do something about miracles. So for this process, I would like each person who would like to participate to bring to mind three things that they would consider miraculous if it took place in their life. Now, it can be something simple, like maybe it would be miraculous if you were able to get a new car, or your health returned and you felt strong and healthy again, or maybe you'd consider it a miracle if your son or daughter told you how much they love you. It's hard to know what for each individual would be a wonderful event. We call those miracles, just wonderful, unexpected events in life. So if each person would bring to mind three of those for just briefly, we will connect the energy with your desire for these three little miracles to take place in your life, and then we'll go on and do a little bit of the talking, and the energy will be doing the work as we talk. So your mind gets entertained, and at the same time, your being is being assisted and transformed. So we're going to sit quietly for probably only 4 or 5 seconds and let the energy connect with you while you bring to mind briefly three things that you would like to have happen in your life that would be just wonderful, like miracles to happen. And then we'll go on with the talking portion. If you can't come up with three right away in this little bit of short notice, you can add them in. You can find another one or two as we're talking during this section. Okay, so we're going to sit quietly for just a few seconds. Bring to mind your three miracles that you'd like to have in your life. And we'll start the energy right now. So let's sit quietly for just a moment. Okay, great. So the energy is now connected with each person who's listening to this show, whether it's archived or you're listening live right now, and it is beginning to make the changes so that you can experience the miracle that you brought to mind. And if, as I said, if you didn't have time to bring a miracle to mind in that little 4 or 5 seconds, then you can bring it to mind in the next 10 or 15 minutes until we start the next energy process. Okay, great, Jewel. So you were asking about the marriage of the pineal and the pituitary.
Exactly. That is fascinating. Does that have something to do with the spiritual and the physical?
Aren't you excellent? Exactly what it does. You are very good. So we are profound compilations in our bodies of the physical world and the spiritual world or energetic world. So together, those two worlds or those two energies, we sometimes call them the heaven and the earth. We sometimes call them left brain, right brain. We sometimes call them all kinds of different names. But we are blending those together now in our transformational process. And every single part of our being, every organ, every muscle, every nerve, every gland, everything, every cell in our body is a part of this process of transforming our consciousness into something that is would be called divine consciousness or connected with source or a higher self, whatever your word is for that. And our endocrine system in our body plays a key role in that awakening of our consciousness and the expansion of our consciousness. So the endocrine system is a part of our physical being that has a great role in managing and directing almost every aspect of our physical life. All of our hormones and all of our growth and development, all of that is handled through the endocrine system. In addition to that, each gland in the endocrine system has a spiritual or an energetic role that it brings up to assist us in our transformation. So, for example, the pineal gland would be called the uppermost gland because it's located up near the top of the head, inside the brain, and in the middle of the brain. So it is the highest in the body, I mean towards the top of the body, of the entire endocrine system. And that gland is the first one that shifts into its spiritual or energetic role. So the pineal gland is the first one to shift into its spiritual from an energetic role and leave behind its physical role. So in our growth and development, the pineal gland is very, very important to help regulate growth and development of hormones and all kinds of functions within our physical body. However, once we have completed our physical growth and we are now in young adulthood, the pineal gland really begins to stop its physical role. Science often thinks that it has stopped functioning or at least greatly reduced its functioning. However, instead, what it has done is switch its role. Science notes that the pineal gland often looks calcified or hardened. And what it does is it switched from being a soft gland that functions with the usual kinds of hormone balances to a crystalline structure that now is able to receive and transmit the higher frequencies, the spiritual frequencies, from the heavens. It receives down through the crown, the opening of the top of the head, and receives all of those energies. And there, when the pineal gland becomes awakened at some point in our growth and development. And by some point, I mean at some point in some lifetime. So it doesn't happen every lifetime, but at some point in some lifetime, the pineal gland receives the signals from the vibration of our being, our thoughts, our words, our actions. Those all create our vibration, and that creates signals within our body of our readiness for the next steps. So the pineal gland then is preparing for this next step. And the pineal gland's next step is to open up all of the chambers of the brain so that we can access our, consciously access our spiritual gifts, our spiritual consciousness. So that's all ongoing. However, the next step after that, which is just profound, is that the pineal gland has to assist in the process of bringing the energy from the heavens and translating that energy now into physical form. That's where the pituitary comes into place. So the pituitary gland is the next gland down in the brain. It's down closer to the brain stem, lower in the brain, but still within the brain. And the pituitary stays very active and functioning throughout our life. In fact, science usually refers to the pituitary as the master gland, because the pituitary is continually monitoring all of the balances within our being, all of the different levels of the biochemistry and everything within our being, and it's regulating all the other glands in the endocrine system, and those glands all regulate all of the other organs and functions in our body. So the pituitary then stays very active in our physical role. So the event that's coming up that is just so wonderful is called the marriage of the pineal and the pituitary. And the reason it's called a marriage is that the pineal, which has been operating independently, and the pituitary, which has been operating independently, will form a sacred union, and they will begin to operate as one new entity, much like when we become married, the two people become married here in our society. They join together to create a new opportunity, a new entity. And so the pineal and the pituitary are doing something similar. And in this marriage or sacred union that takes place, the pineal is now able to directly transmit the energy to the pituitary to translate that very high frequency heavenly energy directly into the physical body, meaning we can then begin to embody divinity consciously within our physical form. This would be called the blending of heaven and earth, or the marriage of heaven and earth, or moving into oneness, or going beyond duality. There'd be all kinds of ways to refer to this, what was once two, now becoming one. And in this this sacred union, the final product that is produced then through this union as we evolve after the union takes place would be called divinity in human form or in physical form, or more casually we might call it God in a body. And that's where we're all heading. That's our destiny, which is just astounding. I mean, it just brings me such great joy to be aware of this transformation that's coming up. And the ancient spiritual beings, very evolved beings, knew about the activating of the pineal gland, and they knew about the marriage of the pineal and the pituitary. They knew all of these things and how to use them to awaken consciousness. And then that kind of sacred and perhaps secret information has been sort of not lost, but not very available through the ages. And in fact, years ago, many ages ago, a seeker would spend their entire lifetime looking for someone who could assist them in this union, this sacred union, because they knew that would be a huge step on their goal into oneness or enlightenment or awakening or divinity in physical form. So now this ancient process is being brought back in again, and being now, instead of offered to just the very remote, intense seeker, it is being offered to the masses, to anyone that feels called to attend. If you feel called to attend and participate, that means you're ready. That means there is something in you that is longing for this union and is waiting for this divine spark to ignite this union, this marriage within your being, so that your human form can become divine and your divine form can merge into the human. So this opportunity now is coming back into our society and being offered in ways that are profound in terms of availability, just profound. And so I'm just absolutely excited to get to offer this event in person, right there in north of Los Angeles in the Ventura area. We'll be meeting together on, I think it's March 26th, I think.
Yeah, I
is
have
the
it a
date.
Thursday.
Is that right?
Thursday evening, March 26th.
Yes. So we'll be doing that together there March 26th. And, you know, this was just announced a few days ago, perhaps a week ago maybe, and the event is nearly half full already. So there is a huge wave of response of people knowing this is within them, knowing that they have been waiting for this kind of an opportunity, and they're flying in from all over the United States to be there, to be able to participate in something so sacred that is now just being offered to anyone who feels called. So I have goosebumps. I feel just so honored and so excited at the possibilities now of what is being presented to anyone who feels that longing. It's just amazing. So I'm thrilled and I'm honored and I'm humbled to get to be a part of such a profound moment in the history of spirituality.
It seems like this has been the secret. You know, this really, and it's been a secret for thousands. This, more than anything else, has been the secret, our connectiveness to the higher realms. That's really incredible to me.
Yes, I think you've named it. It is an ancient, ancient secret of how do we accomplish this. And so many people have spent so much of their life focus this lifetime trying to pray enough or be good enough or meditate enough or read enough books or go to enough workshops or whatever it would be enough that they thought might help them to awaken, not knowing that what needs to take place within us is this magnificent union. And that union can be accomplished through a variety of ways. It can be accomplished through prayer and through meditation and through all kinds of other methods, because that raises our frequency, it raises our vibration, and that's what will trigger this sacred union, is when our vibration reaches that high point. However, this kind of an event, this kind of an opportunity that's being offered, will raise each person's vibration to that point that's required, so that that fusion will take place within their being. That divine spark will be ignited, and the fuse will be lit, and the fusion will take place right there that night during the event. So it's a whole new way to begin to move many, many people forward so that they can be ready to awaken, ready to be enlightened, ready to know the magnificence of what's taking place in our world right now, right before our very eyes. So it's amazing.
Wow. That's incredible. I'm excited. I am really excited about this. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to be checking it out. I think I'm going to go to this, definitely. I'm feeling it.
That would be wonderful, and I would like to invite you to be there as my guest, because I so appreciate the opportunities that you give to allow this kind of information to come onto your show and assist people in the world. So please come as my guest.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love it. I love it. Fantastic. And I really think this is fantastic work. Oh, my goodness. And what else is going on? I mean, you're still doing the teleconferences.
Yes. So what I like to do, my focus is transformation of consciousness as it empowers each person on their individual path. So it's about each individual and their next step and their awakening. It has nothing to do with following any kind of dogma or religion. This is very individualized. So you mentioned that I offer two free workshops every month to help transform consciousness, as well as any of the radio shows that there might be an opportunity to share, and the prayer list. All of those will be wonderful ways for people to assist themselves that are just simple. And then, in addition to that, I offer a training program for people that really know that they feel called to work with energy and help transform the lives of others, to help relieve the suffering in our world, to help awaken consciousness, to help each individual begin to experience joy and excitement and spontaneity and aliveness. So there are individuals who contact me and say, Joe, please show me how to do this and help others. So I have over the years now put together a training program. And that first step in the training program is called the Pulse Technique, which can in a moment, I shouldn't quite say a moment, perhaps 4 to 5 minutes maybe, absolutely transform consciousness. It can help restore someone to health. It can help relieve childhood traumas, relieve fears and phobias. It can help to take care of any personality traits that may be challenging an individual. It can help to clear the pathway so they can move forward more rapidly. There are all kinds of ways that this simple pulse technique can be used to assist the transformation taking place in our world. So that training takes place that same weekend, right after the marriage of the pineal and the pituitary on Thursday night. The training for the pulse technique will be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So people are wanting to learn how to work with energy. I have finally been able to melt down all of the extra information and get rid of it, and I have it crystallized now into very simple, basic, easy-to-follow steps that anyone can do and can make huge changes immediately. It's not about practicing and getting skilled and skilled and skilled to use the energy. The energy is perfect the first time you use it. I had one individual use it for the first time, or I should say within the first week of using it, and there was complete remission of cancer in someone who was heading into hospice. And just by sitting with this simple technique for a few minutes, the CAT scan, the MRI, everything came back completely negative. So this process, the pulse technique, is absolutely astounding. And that's offered the workshop to experience the pulse technique. If you just want to receive that energy in terms of helping to change yourself, if you want to sit during a workshop and have your life changed, you can do that the second Thursday of each month. There's a free teleconference by phone workshop that will do the energy work to help you transform your life. Then if you want to learn how to use the energy and work with others, then you can attend the training, which will also be there in the Ventura area. So, yeah, I'm just very excited about the number of people that are willing now to step forward and realize that spirituality is who we are, and we can transform our lives, and we have now easy methods to begin to create wonderful lives for ourselves and then to assist others. That's part of what happens inside of each one of us, and I'm sure you've experienced this, Jules, that as we grow and become filled inside, love-filled, filled with compassion, with forgiveness, with gentleness, with excitement about life, as we feel filled, we then long for others to begin to have that kind of experience. So we begin to serve or reach out or assist others. And so, like your radio show is an opportunity to help serve others in the world. And so as each of us grows in our consciousness, we have this longing to be able to assist others. And as our world is transforming, it is really important that we have people available who know how to assist others, who know the bigger picture, who are aware of the blessings that are just being showered on us continually now as our world is changing. So it's just a profound time right now. You asked a little bit earlier, Jules, about what's taking place in our economy.
Yes.
That is one of the ways in which we can begin to notice the changes worldwide. We are here in the United States. However, these changes are worldwide. They are taking place in almost every economy around the world. And these changes are ones which are moving low vibration away, meaning dissolving it and eliminating it, and bringing in high vibration, meaning a oneness and a great caring about each other and a peace and harmony that can flow throughout the world. And this is one of the first times that the entire world now has opportunities for this kind of change. Up until this time, there have been sort of, people would call them key points or vortexes or certain areas of the world that seem to have a more opportunity to move into enlightenment or awakening. Now this same opportunity has spread, finally, worldwide. Worldwide. And so every country in our world is now beginning to experience this transformation. And the ways in which our economy was structured was not beneficial to everyone. And the ways in which the banking systems worked and was not beneficial to everyone. And the ways in which our government managed certain things wasn't beneficial to everyone. And so all of that now is being reviewed. It's all being brought out for us to take a look at and say, my goodness, we didn't realize that this was going on. It's time for a change. It's time for a deep caring about one another. So as we begin to see these changes take place in the world and in our lives, and as we're affected by the shifts in the economy, know that this is just the cleaning out of a closet that was long overdue. And what's going to happen is that closet that was not functioning well anymore is getting cleared out, and it is going to become magnificent. And so we are in the process now of moving forward. We are beginning to have the opportunities to make the changes that we would love to have in life, in our personalities, in our relationships, in our workforce, in our financial arenas. All of this is going to come into balance, and it's doing it rapidly, and it will do it very rapidly at some point. So we need to be ready to know this is a great thing. This is a great opportunity that's coming up, and this is part of the cleansing and the transformation in preparation for celebration of the arrival of expanding consciousness, fully awakened beings, meaning you and I and everyone, awakened, fully conscious, functioning from very, very high levels of alignment with Source, as we understand whatever the word is that we have for Source. And we will be aligned with that, and we will be moving forward in a world that will be so different in wonderful ways for each one of us. And we are in this transition right now and moving more rapidly through it, into it, and then through it. So we need to cheer for the changes that are taking place and the opportunities that they'll present.
We need to cheer, or we need to just be aware that it's all good.
Well,
collectively, because a lot of people, when they're hearing things, they don't necessarily agree on how it should be done. So I think that brings in a little bit of stress. So what would be the correct way for us to be thinking? Just
sure. So we each have our own views of politics and economy and labor forces and banking. We are individualized in that. And so you're absolutely accurate in that we each will have our own preference about how something might take place. If we can step aside a little bit from our personal preference about how things happen, we would then be able to appreciate that there is something much bigger than any one of us individually, much wiser, much more capable, and handling things in a much, much, much more graceful manner than any one of us could ever manage to offer to the entire world. So this this transformation that's taking place is divinely inspired, divinely monitored, divinely moving through. And although it may not match our personality preferences at different points, if we can hold on to this spiritual view instead of the individual human view, and under the expanded spiritual view, that this is magnificence and unfolding itself right before our very eyes, then we can step into the bigger picture. And we can know that when I say cheer, we can know that, yes, this is good. This is leading to something wonderful. This is bringing benefit in the ways that we would like to have, and it is moving towards the outcome that we all prefer. So although we might not, in our mind's view of how things ought to be done, we might not choose this particular route for it to happen, what we can know is that this route will get us where each one of us has been longing to be, and it will get us there in the best shape for everybody. So
okay.
that includes each one of us. When we go into our fears of, oh my goodness, I just lost my job, or I don't have enough money, or my relationship just fell apart. If we can go along and with that, you know, we have to deal with our emotion about that and at the same time hold the bigger picture that this is leading into something more magnificent and this is the best route for each one of us, meaning for me, for you, to take to get there.
So we need to trust that no matter what we see, the best outcome is being taken care of. I mean, divine.
Yes. Yes. And so let's do some energy about that, a little
okay.
energy work with that one. I think that'd be a great one because your question really was very well put. Each one of us has our idea about what we want, and it's usually based on, first of all, our personal comfort and then the benefit of everyone else. So if we can begin to work with this so that we can have our personal comfort as well as the benefit of everyone else, and understand that that's possible, I think that would be helpful to each one of us during this transition time. So this next energy process, then, will be about assisting each person to really understand, that means to know with a capital K, the bigger picture, and how this particular small event will fit perfectly into the puzzle piece of creating the outcome that each one of us would love to have so that we can be more comfortable with what's taking place. We can know that everything is fine. We can know that we're being taken care of. We can know that the outcome is going to be magnificent. All of those things as we walk along our day-to-day path in our everyday householder kind of life. All right? So that's what this next process will be for. And anyone who would like to participate in smoothing the bumps in your path would be a way to put it, to make this transition time a smoother transition for each individual, to make it easier, to help you realize that this is all flowing gently, and to make a smoother path for each one of us. If you'd like that, then participate in this particular energy process, and we'll sit quietly just for a few moments. And all you need to bring to mind is your desire to have your path feel smooth and gentle and loving and the feelings of knowing how deeply loved and cared for that you really are. So we'll sit quietly for just a minute. And let's do that right now, shall we, Jules?
Yes.
Okay, great. So here we go. We'll just sit quietly for a moment. Great. Okay. It's kind of fun. Sometimes I see little images, and it was like steamrollers, divine angelic steamrollers, just kind of rolling down the road in front of each one of us, just smoothing the pathway, and making sure, you know, every little twist and turn is going to be just comfortable and easy for each one of us. It's kind
of how wonderful.
Fun image. Yes, we all need that. You know, our precious beings, Jules, our precious beings get frightened, you know, we get worried, and our humanity has yet to remember, and it really is remembering, the great love that is within each one of us and surrounds each one of us and maintains each one of us with each heartbeat and with each breath, and that this great presence within each one of us cares deeply about our well-being. Much of what we experience when we get concerned or worried is imaginary. It doesn't happen. We end up being just fine. You know, we may have to cut back a little bit here or do something that have a living style for a short time that isn't what we would choose perhaps. However, the outcome is always just fine. And if we had that confidence during those moments of the change, the passage, the transition, if we had that confidence, then that process would be simple for us. For example, if someone lost their job and they're all worried about how they're going to pay their bills, if they only knew that at the point where their bonus package or their vacation leave or their unemployment or their savings or whatever it is runs out, that they will have the most magnificent job waiting for them that they could ever imagine with a tremendously wonderful salary, my goodness, they would be on a paid vacation. They would be having a great time. You know, so it's our concern and our worry, as you put it, our challenge in trusting that everything will be just fine. And it will be, and it always has been. And when we look back over our lives and we see that we have gone through some rough passages, which most people have in their lives, when we look back, we can say, yes, that was a really rough passage. If I had only known at that point how comfortable I was going to be now, or the wonderful person I was going to meet in a few years down the road, or the great insights that would develop because of this. You know, I'm speaking from experience because I've had some rough passages that we would think perhaps no one should ever be able to rebound from and build joy in their life again. And yet, my life is more joyful than it's ever been. And because of those rough passages, I now have a connection with Source that I never had. And I now know how to assist others with energy, and I never knew how to do that until I went through that rough passage. And it was because of that passage that those abilities then became present in my life. So I am deeply grateful. And in fact, I'd forgotten to mention, today actually is the 22nd anniversary of one of those very rough passages when I experienced a home invasion and I was shot and left for dead, and the person I lived with was in fact dead. And this is the 22nd anniversary of that date in which it forced me into the internal kingdom to find the answers, to begin to know for myself the truth of my being and therefore of everyone's being, because it's within each of us. It's not special to anyone. It is within each of us. So the show today on February 1st is a great celebration for me because 22 is one of those great master numbers also. So I was delighted when you asked if I might like to offer a show today. It's a great way to celebrate the beginning of the passage into this level of service.
And just to make sure that everybody realizes this major ordeal in your life, you were very spiritual, but you did not have this energy experience. You were not able to transform the energy until you came and you became well after that being shot. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. Up until that time, I was very spiritual, very interested in, mm-hmm. very devoted to God and to a personal connection with divinity. However, almost all of my knowledge came through reading and through a search through others. And because of this event in my life, it erased in a way. It made me realize that everything I had read didn't really relate to me and my life, and I had to start from ground zero, level one, beginning to discover for myself who I am, what is available, how do we heal, how do we create joy, how do we work with energy, and all of this has evolved now over these last 22 years, and much of it appeared spontaneously in my life. Like right after the event I went through, I began to have tremendous energy going through my hands, and I didn't know anything about it, so I had to begin to learn, what do I do with this energy, and how do I use it, and how can it serve someone else, and how can it help me get through this rough passage? So, and then I began to be able to see inside the body, and then know how to offer initiations, and then know how to pass on certain gifts and abilities to other people. So, like in the training program, to learn the pulse technique, the ability to tap into that energy is given, it's transmitted to each individual. So they now carry within them that ability. It's just, it's transmitted, which is a, I believe, a Buddhist format. They call it transmission. Other people would call it initiation. Some others might call it activation. There's a number of different names for it. But so that I needed to learn how do I take what I know now energetically and give those abilities to others. And that's the training program that I put together. So it's been a magnificent journey, Jules, one that I wouldn't trade for anything. Even though it was difficult and I had no idea where it was heading, I knew from within the very core of my being that this event was intended to assist me. And this event was, my job was to allow this event to assist me and allow it to transform my life into the next step. And in fact, I had actually requested that a month or two ahead of time. Actually requested that I be moved rapidly, regardless of what it took, move rapidly into the next levels of connection with divine. And this was my answer to prayer. As unusual and as totally unexpected as it was my answer to prayer.
Wow.
And I'm very grateful.
And we're
grateful.
Really grateful, too. My goodness. But that is a perfect example. No matter the fear out there, we really shouldn't be looking at it. We can, as fear, we can see it and trust and know that it's the next step for us.
Yes, yes. And it doesn't mean that our life becomes simple. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that our life becomes easy internally. Our response to the events of life keeps an even keel. Rather than the events of life smoothing out and nothing bad in our dualistic view, nothing bad ever happens. Instead, as events happen in life, we can view them from a more even position, and therefore we as a being stay far more balanced, far more balanced. So our life is not simple if someone looked at it from the outside, and it is tremendously simple from the inside. So I'll give an example. Just a few weeks ago, I was trimming my trees out in back. A branch fell off, and it pierced my eye socket. It went right through my eyelid and between my eye, way back into my eye socket. So I have a detached retina. And I'm sitting here going, this is amazing. I wonder what it is I need to see or I'm about to see. And so rather than going to the doctor, which, of course, I should have in all kinds of medical references, I just sat down and began to focus into my eyeball. So now that injury, what people call an injury into my eyeball, is nearly healed. It's just a tiny bit left there now. And what I've discovered is that I have been starting to have tremendous insights, seeing inside, piercing right through into the eye socket, seeing inside my personality, my being, my life, and my dreams, and how to begin to take steps to assist that. How to begin to do that. So life is
you're probably looking straight at your pituitary gland.
Probably so. It probably went right into give the gland a little nudge, get me ready for this event that's coming up. You know, I learn experientially. So if I need to know how to heal something, it generally happens to me first so that I can know how to heal it so I can show someone else what to do. So I frequently have things going on in my life that are very challenging. So this past week, a week ago, I had a back injury. Now, what do I do with that? You know, how do I walk? You know, it's been really interesting. And I'm going, okay, so now I learn about how every muscle links with another muscle and how the vertebrae line up and how the body realigns itself and what to do as a muscle spasms and how to release that spasm and how to create it just as a sensation and not as pain. So I go through all of it. And I'm learning experientially so I can, one, help to have compassion for anybody else going through it, and secondly, know how to assist them or know how to train someone else to assist them. So I guess I asked to learn through my physical being about spirituality because my goal is to bring divinity, divine consciousness, into the physical being. So if I want to do that for myself and assist others in doing it, I need to really understand the physical being and the spiritual being and how they merge together, how they work together. And it is a exciting, profound journey through life. I assure you, my life seldom has a dull moment in it.
I can imagine.
Right. So if someone says, I want to be spiritual because I want my life to be easy, or I want to be spiritual so I'll have everything I ever dreamed of,
it's
yes,
not
you can
happen.
Do that. Yeah. Well, yes, and it will happen. It is easy. I have everything I ever dreamed of, and at the same time, it can present challenges. You know, we have to use our tools, and your title, Tools of the Law of Attraction, is superb, because we must use our tools to begin to move us in the direction that we'd like to go. And the difficulty in using our tools is that whatever vibration our mind is at, the thoughts we're having, the actions we're doing, the beliefs that are being triggered, that creates a frequency, a vibration. So if we are angry and upset and unhappy about something, we have triggered all the beliefs that relate to the event that made us unhappy, and we have access to all the tools that relate to that frequency. And it is very difficult to access tools that are from a higher frequency. That's why we say, yeah, I know I should be thinking positively, but I am just so angry about this, you know. It's very difficult. So we have to kind of learn the ways to take our consciousness in small steps, one little step upward, 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 so that we can then access our tools. And one way to do that is to stop judging ourselves for our reaction, our response to life, whatever our response is, and then begin to look at, what is it in me that I can transform so this response doesn't need to happen again?
Mm, wonderful. Joe, we got 4 minutes.
Oh, golly, it goes by so fast.
I know, I'm having a good time. Did you want to do another one?
Absolutely. Let's do another one. Let's see. What would it be? My goodness, do you have an idea? I just had an idea. I had an idea once. Let's do a process so that our path can be easy internally sooner, okay?
Oh,
so we
yeah.
don't have to go through such experiential learning. We can really do it in a much smoother way, because I'm sure the listeners would like to have it nice and smooth and easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what this process is for, and we'll sit quietly for just a moment, and we'll do that right now. So if you'd like to have your experiences in life be a smoother experience and your response to them easier, participate by just sitting quietly for a moment and knowing that you'd like this to take place. Great. And this energy now, since we're slipping it in right here at the end, will continue to address this aspect with everyone for about another 15 or 20 minutes while it completes getting things lined up. And then it will continue to work with you as long as it needs to assist you in this process, as it always does. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Joe, you know, I mean, truly, I am so grateful that I happen to be alive the same time you are, because I'm learning so much from you, and you're such an inspiration and really, truly an angel on earth. And I know all of the people who are now listening are in full agreement with me that we are truly blessed to have you. And Deb, too. Deb is wonderful. I just got to give her a shout. She's absolutely wonderful and
yes.
puts up with me.
Yes. You know, she's the one that is kind of the intermediary and sees that shows like this can happen for me, because I am in a different reality so much of the time that I don't have those kind of organizational skills that Deb can connect with and respond and set things up. And she is the one that really is making sure that all of this work can be available in the world. And I am deeply, deeply grateful to her.
As I am. And I want to mention again to all of the new listeners, all you have to do is go to joedunning.com. You can see her events. You can go and take part of the teleconferences that she has twice a month. And you can sign up for the upcoming March seminars and the Pulse Technique, as well as the prayer list. Did you want to mention the prayer list real fast, Joe?
Sure. The prayer list is right on the website. You just click on, I think it's on free events, and it's listed there. And you can list whatever you'd like to list. Your name, the names of others, the name of your business, other countries, world situations, anything you'd like to list. And then I focus individually on each one of those items and then include it in my prayers for 30 days. And at the end of 30 days, if you want to sign them up again, that's fine.
Okay. And the show is coming to an end right now.
Great. I look forward to getting to see you at the event, Jewel.
I will be there, Joe. Thank you so much. I loved every second of it. You are fantastic.
Thank you, Jewel. So are you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay. And good night to everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.